Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benzo. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right, very good. All right, welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Wednesday, that must mean Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
Arsenio Hall is sitting here with a gentleman who is repping.
Thank you very much.
The 818.
Yes.
OG Stud.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know what that means. What does OG Stud mean?
I'm going to call my cousin. I'm going to call No Neck.
Is that right?
He tell me, he keeps me hip on all the colloquialisms. Repping.
I was talking to Arsenio Hall before the show, and I told him I had a traffic ticket yesterday. LAPD got me for doing an illegal U-turn in a business district. And I was, sort of complaining about the ticky-tack ticket that I got.
It was very much like an old Ernest Biner, Cleveland Browns call where, did he put his hand over the goal line? No, it didn't break the plane. Tell them a little bit about it, just a little bit, because it's crazy.
Well, we talked about it last night, but I pulled into a driveway to then back out, and I didn't break the plane of the sidewalk. I didn't know what that meant, but he gave me a ticket. So Arsenio's looking at me. And he starts, he's like crossing his arms, now staring at me going, so that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you with the cops, right? And I said, yeah, I guess so, yeah. And he says, you have no idea.
Well, you know, it was interesting because your daughter was in the car.
Right.
And that's going to be her first experience ever being around a police officer.
It's not going to be her last. It's the dad driving.
Well, check that out. But, I mean, he raised his voice at you.
Yeah, he yelled at
me. He told you to turn off the car. He made the car very hot for the baby.
That's exactly right.
And that's nuts. So she's got to remember that. I mean, and that's how it is in the ghetto. That's your first experience with a cop. Some negative thing where you're on the curb with the cuffs behind your back, and your mother comes out, and your auntie comes out. It's like, what's wrong? It's like, lady, get back in. Take your fat ass back in the house, lady. It's like, hey, that's my mama, man. I can't get out of the mama. Everybody out of the projects. Everybody out. Come on. Two cops, and it's crazy. But your daughter is going to be. I just remember that cops make you hot.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she'll get over it. I got her pizza afterwards, and she seemed to have forgotten about it.
Yo, you know what? I walked in my son's room. 2 nights ago, right? And there was a ringing, so I thought it was a toy or a pretend cell phone or something. It was this machine, this iMac machine.
Right.
And it was an iChat calling in. It was an 8-year-old girl.
What?
Yeah, and my...
Wait, your son's how old? 7?
My son's 8.
All right, so he's dating his own age.
I guess so. But, you know, it's weird now. And by the way, I see this girl's face on the screen.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do because I don't even know how to work the thing. You know, I'm a PC guy. I didn't even know how to say, hey, don't be looking in here after bedtime. You know, it's a whole different kind of parenting we do. And it's so hard for me to be a parent anyway. I said to my son the other day, stop being silly. You know, and it's like, that's how I got rich.
Being silly.
You know?
Being like a clown.
Yeah, so how can I look and say, hey, oh, you stupid ass, what's wrong with you? Trying to get paid.
Well, you know, speaking of women and talking about the women in Cleveland who, come out, and you've dated chicks like this in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Where they get right up in your face, man.
Oh, yeah. Step to you quick, get in your grill, because they know that you won't
hit
them.
You're not going to touch them.
Yeah, they know that, especially now.
Right.
I mean, you're Tim Conway.
Thank you very much.
You work on Wilshire, and and ain't nobody gonna mess with you now.
Well, this happened to me a couple of years ago in Encino. I was driving down an alley, and there was a woman in the middle of the alley, right? And she's walking in the middle of it, and I can't get by on the left or right. So I give her the very pleasant horn, beep beep, just how you doing? Nice to see you. Can you please move out? She flips me off.
Yeah.
And calls me a derogatory term I couldn't use on the air. Mm. Right?
What letter does it begin with?
C.
Ooh.
Ends with
she
R.
She called you that?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I said...
she called you a car.
Yeah. Yeah, she said, F you, car.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, then I honked again. I said, please, just move. I can't get by you. And she flips me off again and, you know, and yells something at me. So I rolled the window down and I said, you know, you're very fortunate that you're a woman. You're like a protected class. Because if you were just a guy and, you know, I was a guy, then if you did anything like that, it could be game on.
Absolutely.
You know, you could actually get out of the car and mix it up with the guy, but you can't do that with a woman. They're almost like homeless people. You can't fight a homeless guy. Because if you kick his ass, you look like an a-hole. And if right. he kicks your ass, you're really an a-hole.
Right. You know what? I had, I'm sorry. I had Vern Troyer's security guy step to me at the Playboy Mansion one time. And, you know, because I didn't see Vern. And he kind of put his hand, like, on my thigh, my crotch area, you know, because, I mean, his bodyguard is also a little person.
Right.
Because I guess he needs people to be able to see what's going on down there. You know,
I see, right.
A guy 6'6 would miss all the problems that Vern Troyer is having down below.
How tall is his security guard?
His security guy is like half Prince in the Revolution. Half Prince. I don't know, 3 feet? Is that right?
So a security guard's 3 feet
tall? Yeah, you can't have Kareem rolling with you because he would miss you getting your ass whipped most of the time. It's like, where's Minnie Me? Wait a minute. Oh, somebody slapped him back there? I'll be back. You know, so he has a guy down there with him.
Wow.
And, It was just weird because I know I can't win that fight.
Right.
I mean, because what he did is because of his height, when he pushed me in the crotch. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, because I took a bow. You know, hey, man.
Right.
You know what? And he's like, I need you back over here. And I'm like, yo, oh, no. You're not doing the Suge Knight to me at that height. You are not going to. That's how I met Suge Knight, by the way. He was a security guy.
Right. Is that right?
When I first met him.
Wow. That's a couple years ago.
Maybe I should just keep connecting thoughts and ramble through the entire.
All the way back to the Cleveland Browns.
And by the way, Ernest Biner, I was so afraid you wouldn't show up. You were late, a little late today.
Thank you very much.
You were Caucasian late.
Yes.
CP time, you could come at like 8:40.
Right.
But you were a little late, and I was nervous because I was like, what would I do here alone?
Hey, you would have 3 great hours.
No.
Andy would do a great show here.
No, if I was still doing a talk show and I didn't show up and you were standing there and you had Tupac and Bill Clinton waiting in the
back. You had
your
own talk show on TV for 5 years, 6 years. How long did that last?
When there's no camera, about six. When there's no camera, you know, I'm lost, man. That's why when I have sex, I always have a camera.
Yeah. All right. I witnessed this today. Speaking of chicks getting away with stuff. There was a couple. I was at the California Pizza Kitchen today, and I walk out, and there was a couple there, and a guy drives up in his car, and he drives exceptionally close to the woman, and she says, "Hey, watch where you're going, a-hole," and the guy gets out of his car. He's really pissed off, and then she turns to her husband and says, "Go take care of that guy." And he's like, "Wait a minute. This wasn't my problem a second ago. How am I all of a sudden, you know, involved in this?" But chicks do that a lot. I was with a chick in high school. I went to a Birmingham high school out there in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the beach one day, and she was sitting there. We were walking down the beach, and somebody threw sand on her or something, right?
Right.
And she said to the guy, gave the guy a couple of FUs, and he said, you know, screw you, you know, bitch, and went on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl I was with spit on the guy.
Oh.
And she takes off and she goes, "Handle this for me." The guy gets up. He's like 6'5" with that like bikini brief on.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to fight a guy who's that tall to begin with, especially, you know, when he's perfectly willing to show everybody on the planet most of his body, right? Big effing guy. But they'll, you know, it happens all the time where your chick gets you into a position where, you know, all of a sudden you gotta fight a guy, or you look like an a-hole when you back off.
I was in a club with a girl. This was a few years back. And she slapped a guy. And it happened so quick. But the thing was, it's like, I was like, she might have to take this ass whipping because this guy looked like he blew up hefty bags with his mouth. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was huge, and it was bizarre. I've had that happen a couple times. Oh, and I'll tell you something I saw that I just observed, but it was very interesting. I saw two young, apparently gang members, reach and pull a girl's top down. She had an elastic tube top.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, very warm out, L.A., an elastic tube top. One of these little guys walked up and pulled her tube top down. And it was the scariest moment for me because it dawned on me, if I was in that situation, they just would get a look. You know?
Right, yeah, you're not going after him.
Yeah, what do you do to him? What would you do? Yeah,
well, listen, first of all, it's just boobs, right?
Yeah.
And if she's going to wear a tank top or one of those tube tops, she's halfway home.
But you know you're going
to
get screamed
at. I hate to say you're inviting stuff like that, but when you wear a tube top, man,
Tim,
I don't know.
So listen, they do that to your woman. What do you do at that moment? Would you turn to her and say, "Hey, you had them. They over the loot. They was all loose and hanging out."
You know, no, that's why you can't, you know, let your chick wear something like that, because if that does happen,
yeah,
then you're right. They get a look. You know, you get a look. Everybody gets a look, and you press on.
And
I'm not going to fight two gang members. Yeah. You know, with teardrops coming out of their eyes just because they want to see my wife's cans.
The one guy looked at the boyfriend or husband and he said, What? And he didn't say no. What could he say? You know what? I had a girl do that to me. We get back to that other area. I digress. I've had a girl, because she know that you won't hit her. She knows you can't afford to hit her. I've had a girl, What? And she called me the B word.
Oh, yeah?
And she used to go there. I was dating her. She used to go there. And we'd fight and she would take me to places and try to bait me. What? What, bitch? What? I was like, hey, you come on now. You better stop. Because Lionel Richie. Remember what happened to him?
No.
Lionel Richie's ex-wife whipped his ass.
Is that right?
Yeah, caught him with a girl. Whipped
I
his
didn't
ass.
Know that.
Lionel called the police.
Wow.
Lionel was like, hey.
That's a tough call to make.
Get the police here before she whipped my ass all night long. Get him over here. Yeah, he got it. Al Green, R&B singers catch it a lot. Al Green had a woman throw grits on him back in the day.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think he was in a tub or a jacuzzi, and she got some hot grits. For those of you who don't know what grits are, substitute that with oatmeal.
Right.
But she threw hot grits on his ass.
Jesus
back
Christ.
In the day. Some women would go there. And what you going to do? You know, you can't punch a girl.
I know. It is unbelievable.
But if you came in the bathroom while I was showering or taking a bath and threw hot grits on me, I'd say, Tim, why are you in my home? No, I'd be mad and we'd fight. But, I can't fight a chick.
All right, folks. This is, the Lakers are now in the playoffs, and there is nobody that knows sports like our good friend over at CBS and KCAL. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Hill. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm having more fun than you guys. We're talking about hot grits in people's faces.
Hey, Jim, do you remember when Al Green got the grits thrown on him?
I heard about that one, buddy.
Hey, are you at the, by the way, the Lakers are playing right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Lakers are playing Denver right now. It's 25-24. The Lakers lead with about 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. This is downtown at Staples Center.
We all remember listening and hearing about Al Green and all that stuff and saying, what in the world is going on?
Hey, Jim, we also made reference to when Lionel Richie got beat up by his woman.
Yeah, I remember that.
How about financially when Shaq got beat up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Hey,
what is it, Jim? What is the update on Shaquille O'Neal and his wife?
Everything has gotten very, very quiet, which means that tells me they're trying to work something out.
Right, but she was going to leave him at some point, or he was going to leave her, or I guess he did, because she was sort of, stealing from him. So, supposedly?
Yes, supposedly, and then had some kind of affair with her workout specialist.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah, she gave everybody something but me and Jim.
Wow.
Well, I knew and I didn't want it. No, not at all. We like Shaq. Shaq's a good man, and you hate to see anyone or any couple go through something that gets as negative and as nasty as that. I just hope for both of them that it gets settled and they're happy and go on and live their lives and be productive.
Right now, what is the?
That was beautiful. That was the way you strung those words together. You were like Obama for a minute. That was a beautiful little prose you just spoke.
Yeah, but there's one difference, My pastor didn't make any of those remarks that his pastor made.
Hey, now Jim, what's happening down the Staples Center? The Lakers are they up one game or two games?
No, the Lakers are up one game to none in the best of seven series. Denver has the lead right now, 28-27. with a minute and 7 seconds to go. How about that for an update for you?
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, they got a minute left to go in the first quarter there.
And you know what? We can hear in the background, we can hear Lawrence Tanner's voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The voice of Staples Center.
Right.
And, so, Arsenio, how have you been, man? I haven't talked to you in a while.
That's whenever you fall in love, I don't hear from you. So that's why I know what's going on in your life. Whenever you're in love, you forget my number.
No, wait a minute. Hold it, man. Now, you mean, are you talking about yourself?
No,
not
I'm
you.
I'm talking about you and homegirl who you know very well lately. You can tell Tim about it.
Is that right? You got a chick in your life, Jim?
No, not a chick.
No.
This is a woman.
Yeah. Good call, Jim, because you know she's listening.
what's that song? I am woman, see me roar.
Yeah. Hey,
this is the lady that wrote the lyrics for Helen Reddy, okay? Right. She's something else.
Hey, now, yeah. So what is, how long have you known this woman?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's probably going to be a lot of that.
The Staples Center, the Lakers just did something really good. See?
Yeah. All right. All right, Jim, you know, we got a bad connection with you, so let me put you on hold here and see if we can hook back up with Jim maybe during a halftime or something. But he could barely hear us, and we could barely hear him. And I'd like to hear everything the guy has to say because he's down at Staples Center watching the Lakers.
Especially if he just launches into a diatribe about his new girlfriend.
Yeah. All right, gang, has your chick gotten you almost, gotten your ass kicked for you? She's then done something stupid that almost cost you to get your, get killed or you get your ass kicked. They do it all the time. They think that they are invincible because they're a protected class, and you're going to sit there, and that's the big test, whether my guy's going to stick up for me or not.
Richard Pryor used to do a great routine about, you know, ladies. Honey, there's hair in my soup. Why didn't you tell the waiter when he was over here? You want me to? Okay, I got to tell him it's hair in your soup.
Now it's your turn.
Yeah, you tell him.
All right, has your chick gotten your ass kicked for you? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
And the horrible thing is when your girlfriend gets you beat up, she's not even sympathetic about it. I've seen this kind of situation where you're going to be criticized and looked down upon because you got your ass kicked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible. It's a lose-lose.
Well, it's like somebody today was going off. I was listening to another radio station. And they were getting down on John McCain because John McCain, when he was over in Vietnam, signed an apology and, was condemning the United States for the Vietnam War. But what she didn't know was they broke his arms 7 times before they got that apology.
Really?
Yeah. And
wow.
They were torturing the guy day in and day out.
We kind of got to let him do what he got to do.
I tell you, if you break my arm once, I'll sign anything. You know, if you're sitting there with a baseball bat, you busted it once, and, show me where to sign.
We're both sitting here saying, hey, my woman might have to get beat up on a particular night, and, you know, if they break her arm once.
All right, has your chick done something stupid that almost cost you a fight or your life? And that can happen, too.
Now, has anything... the story I told you about the girl slapping this guy?
Right.
I mean, that's a true story, Tim. That's the worst moment in the world when you look at a guy and you know you can't whip this guy. Sometimes you can look at a guy, you can say, he looked like he ain't got nothing to lose. You know, I ain't got no talk show, baby boy. You know, one of them guys, I ain't got no talk show. And I looked at this guy and I'm like, I can't step to her defense this time. She just slapped somebody that she probably going to be fighting with.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I had a friend out in the valley who he was driving with his wife, and his wife said something to another guy in the car, and they were going back and forth yelling at each other. And the guy pulls out a gun and points it at the car. So a friend of mine grabs his gun, and he keeps it over his visor, right? Grabs his gun, and he points it at that guy. Now, that guy's about 100 feet away, and they're pointing guns at each other, yelling at each other, swearing at each other and crap. And the guy finally pulls away, and my friend takes his gun and puts it back over, under his visor.
Right, right.
I said, how do you keep a gun under your visor like that? What kind of gun is it?
Little 25, little Derringer?
You know what he said?
What?
It was his hair comb. But he said the guy was far enough away where he thought it was a gun.
See, I was...
And then he's wondering, well, is the other guy pointing a hair comb at him, too?
Yeah.
He's two idiots on Moore Park.
I got a hair comb. I got an afro pick. I trump you.
All right, let's talk to Ryan in Los Angeles. You're at 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey. So your chick almost got your ass kicked for you, huh?
No, actually, my wife is in the military, but from my understanding, talking to the rest of her family, I am definitely the shortest guy that she's ever dated. And I'm 5'3", she's 5'5".
You could do security for Vern Troyer.
Man.
Yeah, 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 you're hilarious there. Anyways, she's, like I said, she's military, and I'm always afraid of running into any of her exes because I've seen pictures of their exes, and they look like big gorillas.
Yeah, they're not 5'3".
No, no, they're not.
Boyfriend's in the midst.
Oh, exactly. So,
they could probably throw you 20 yards.
Without any problem, they without breaking a sweat.
Used to do American Tourister luggage commercials. See if you can open that.
Well, yeah, so my wife has never got me beat up, but I'm always afraid of getting beat up by somebody.
Now, let me ask you something, dude. Could I, and you can be honest with us, because we don't know where you live and what your last name is or anything.
Or who Faye Ray is, this chick.
But can your wife kick your ass?
Actually, no. I don't think she could.
The fact that you hesitated, I got to take your card from you, man.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Well, that's because I don't know if she's listening.
Oh, I see. Oh. All right. Yeah.
Wait. Yo, if my girl is listening, yo, hey, baby, I can kick your ass, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I can kick your ass. I don't care if she's listening.
Yeah, I'm 10 years older than my wife, and if she started anything with me, it would be game over. I mean, she would probably get a couple of shots in, but eventually, you know, I'm 200 pounds. She's 115 pounds.
But she looks so quick, man. She looks
very Mayweather-like. She's very scrappy. You know, since I've known my wife, when she was my girlfriend and not my wife, I've seen her get into two physical fights with two other women.
Really?
Yeah. One chick called me something. They were playing pool together at a bar.
I love this. This actually makes my nipples hard.
Just, is that right?
A woman who...
Let me see those nipples.
I got on too many shirts, man. Right. I got this layered look going from the Gap. Look, isn't there something cool about a woman saying, I will whip her ass if she says something about my man?
And
maybe
she
that's
did.
Very ghetto of me, but...
But
your wife's
and
very ghetto.
The next time, there's also another bar, to give you an idea of how we enjoyed ourselves. But we were at a bar, and I turned around, and she was fighting a chick at like the jukebox. And I was sitting next to the guy whose chick she was fighting. And I turn around, I go, hey, I think our girlfriends are fighting. And he turns around, looks at me and goes, yeah, it looks like your girlfriend's winning.
Right on.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at that. Grabbed her hair. Neither one of us got up from the
really?
Bar. Yeah. Just said, well, they'll settle down. They'll relax.
What's
after
the
a while.
First thing you and your wife talked about when you walked through the door at home? Or what? No, in the car.
I was just very proud of her that she went.
That's
she
what
went
I'm saying.
Ape-ass on
that's
somebody.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
because I go out with the kind
she
of
she grabbed that chick's hair and punched her in the face.
Oh, see, my girl would run all the way back to Cleveland.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No heart.
All right. Did your chick almost get you killed? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hey, hey.
Has your chick gotten you your ass handed to you? She, made a stink, and all of a sudden there's a guy all over you.
Speaking of chicks, I know you've always, a lot of people don't know you and the Jungle Fever thing, but...
Oh, yeah.
I know you dig Star Jones, and by
you
the way,
bet.
She filed for divorce.
She did?
Yeah. So you work that thing out at home and make your move.
Fantastic.
Star Jones is free, gentlemen.
Oh, babo. Well, I hope she doesn't, get too depressed and start eating. She's still looking. She's looking really hot right now.
Yeah, for 46, she is something else.
All right, let's talk to Tony and Pomona. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Your girl left you over.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All right, what's up with you?
Fine, I guess. Well, I guess first of all, thank you, Tim and Mr. Arsenio. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, the story goes like this. A few years ago, I was...
This might be a long one.
Oh, no, it's not.
It sounds like he's distracted with his wife whipping somebody's ass at the moment.
You know? No,
hey, Tim, you want me to go put on a pot of coffee?
Yeah, give me a cup of coffee, man. Maybe a cigarette, too.
Sorry, guys. It's not that long.
Okay.
A few years ago, I was together with this girl, and I stayed at her house that night. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, some guy showed up drunk off his ass, started banging on the door. So she gets up, comes out, she starts arguing with somebody. So I get out of bed, I come out, and I see this guy right there. And she starts telling me, are you going to do something about it? Because the guy's obviously a little off his hinges. And I'm thinking, why should I? This is your problem. It's your ex-boyfriend. Why would I do something like that?
Yeah, right. Why would you get your ass kicked for that?
Exactly. But at the same time, you know, she was my girlfriend at the time, and I did feel a little bit bad because he was calling her almost every name on the book.
Where were you? Was he then in the house or in the apartment?
He was standing on the doorway.
Oh, I see. Right.
Inside, and me and myself, I was raised by a woman because my father wasn't around, so she taught me how to protect, you know, she said, protect women, do not hit a girl, not even at all of a rose.
All right, so what happened? You end up kicking this guy's ass?
Pretty much. And also cost me, you know, the cops got called.
Oh, yeah.
I got sent to jail. He got sent to jail. It turned out to be a big, ugly ordeal. Trust me, that was the last time I've ever stuck my face for a girl.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. And you're right. When you do punch somebody nowadays in the face, back, you know, in Cleveland when you were growing up and back in the San Fernando Valley, back in the 60s and 70s when I was growing up, when you punch somebody in the face, you never even thought about calling the cops.
No.
It was the last, you know, it was the last thing on your mind. You just wanted to either kick that guy's ass or if he kicked your ass, you just, you know, you go home.
I was thinking about how much it hurts your hand to actually clock somebody. You remember the first time you hit somebody, you say, whoa, that's nothing like John Wayne. You know, it made the noise, but it hurt.
Yeah, and then the cops get involved, and they sue you, and it's an entire mess.
That's when being poor is cool, though, when you get sued. It's
oh, yeah.
Real funny to be poor and get sued. Just look across the courtroom. It's like, what you want, blood out of a turnip, bro?
Yeah, no, you're invincible.
But now, I've had people sue me for verbal harassment.
Really?
I told a lady to kiss my ass in the parking lot one time.
And she was going to sue you?
She was gonna. She
did.
Sued me.
Did you get any money?
I settled.
Really?
Yeah, I shouldn't say that because...
Wait, you can't tell a chick to go kiss your ass?
It was a situation in a parking lot, and she said that she has nightmares. She
Jesus
was a fan,
Christ.
And ever since that moment,
wow,
the image that I created for her, and it just destroyed how she thought about me, and she wasn't able to work because it was somebody. You know, it just
what did it cost you? $10,000?
$19,000.
$19,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry, please.
I was indemnified by CBS. Because of where it happened and how it happened, so
CBS pick up the tab.
Yeah, there's some kind of insurance or something.
Oh, that's cool
for the situation.
Wow, that's outrageous.
That's the only upside.
You know, I'm actually worried about that because if I'm not with my daughter, I do blast away verbally.
Mm-hmm. And Tim, let's be honest because this is a Christian show,
right?
I've seen you blast away when your daughter's around.
Well, yeah, once in a while I heat it up pretty good. But if you were to call some guy. Let's say you called some guy, because I always use the C word for, you know, guys.
Oh, I never heard. I heard you say poopy, but I never.
No, I get really into it. But what if you said that to a guy, you know, you call him a C, can't say that on the air? All right.
Okay.
But let's say
But if I was talking about what you're wearing, I could say the seersucker suit.
Right, exactly.
Is simply.
Right. But what if the guy turns out to be a gay guy? Could he then sue you?
Because you outed him in a fight?
For harassment?
Oh.
You know? Is that possible?
Like, yeah,
Like, if you call somebody a derogatory, if a black guy calls me a cracker, right?
Right, right.
Which
right.
I've never really found that offensive, even when you do it during the breaks.
I called you saltine. I didn't say cracker.
Okay. Better than that Keebler's crap you're laying on me. But is that, I mean, can you sue somebody for calling you a racial term?
No, because I think that's protected under a freedom of speech.
Is that
type,
right?
I would think.
Because didn't Michael Richards have to write a check, or did he ever have to write a check?
First of all, he was in that guy's club. That guy had a right to say, Jamie Masada, the owner of the Laugh Factory, has a right to say, you can't come back to my club and things like that. But you know what? The thing is, with freedom of speech, I believe you can't judge taste. I mean, you can't really legislate racism verbally. You know, I mean, we've seen hate crimes, and a lot of people have problems with that. But I think I could call you a saltine. I think, come here, saltine.
Right.
And I don't think
I'm cool with that.
Well,
by the way, what is the in the black community? What do they think the most offensive term for whites is?
Wow. And me being as old as I am, I pretty much can give you the history of this.
Right.
At one time, it was handkerchief head. At one time. But that was a long, long time ago. And I heard my uncle say that was big in Alabama. But let's see.
Because because honky doesn't do it.
But when Richard Pryor say honky,
right?
It's something about when Richard say honky, and Richard and Chevy Chase. Remember the classic sketch where Richard's trying to get a job, and
he calls him the N word.
Yeah. And Richard says honky, and he says it again, honky. And two of them honky square.
All right, has your chick gotten your ass kicked for you? She has said something to a guy in a bar. And all of a sudden, game on. Let's talk to, Jose in West Covina. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, Jim?
Hey, all right.
Hey.
Good. When I was in high school back in the 80s, I was dating this really hot girl, and we were on our way to the beach and stopped to put some gas, and this truck driver was kind of flirting with her, and, you know, growing up in East L.A., I kind of, you know, tried to defend her, and I told him what he was looking at, and, well, next thing you know, I'm on the floor, he's kicking my ass, and that was it.
Yeah, but who started the fight? Did he start or you did?
Well, when I approached him, I thought, you know, what was he looking at? I mean, he was looking at my girl because she was, you know, a good-looking girl.
Right.
And I, you know, wanted to do the macho thing and defend her, you know, and so that's when I kind of approached him, and then, you know, he just said one thing, I was down on the ground, and then that's pretty much all I remember.
Right, and then it was over, huh?
Well, yeah.
Guy knocked you out?
I didn't expect him to. I didn't expect him to actually, you know, bring it. Well, right. Needless to say, she was very sympathetic the rest of the day. But a week later, she dumped me, and I don't know if it was because I got my ass kicked or it was because I started a fight.
Oh, Jesus, man. How about that? You fight the guy, and then she leaves you.
Yeah.
Oh, what a pain in the ass. All right, buddy, thanks for calling, Jose. That is, you know, that's always the risk you run if you fight one of these guys. You could lose, you could get your ass kicked, and she's so humiliated that you got your ass kicked that she leaves you.
You know, on the set of Martial Law at CBS, they bring a truck to clean out your trailer. You know, they put water in it, then they suck waste out. I watched one of those guys, one of those union guys. He brought his son in his truck. You know how you bring your son to work? I saw him get into a fight with another guy in front of his son, and he got his ass whooped. Nothing is worse.
Oh, yeah, seeing your dad get your ass kicked.
I felt so horrible.
Yeah.
And then the son kind of jumped in. Because the son, just in a mad panic, is screaming, like, my dad, don't whip my dad's ass.
Who the hell fights a father in front of their child?
Well, you know, the guy kind of had no choice. He got what we used to call a pimp slap.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Where you're saying, hey, look, but, you know, that quick slap. And then you're in it because your son's sitting there. You got to at least lock up with him, you know. So he grabbed him around his waist, and you could tell then, oh, here comes a lot of overhand rights, you know.
You know, that guy just said, you know, in parts of the inner city, and this is a little more prevalent than out in probably in Beverly Hills. You don't see a lot of Jewish guys saying this. You know, like, what are you looking at? You know, but where did that all come from? Like, what are you looking at? Why is that such an insult when you look at another guy?
I hear that in Passaic a lot.
What are you looking at?
In Jersey, yeah, you hear that.
What
a
are you
lot.
Looking at?
Yeah, they don't like you looking.
They don't like you looking
in
at
Jersey
them.
And New York.
Right? You're just looking at.
What you looking at? Philly. Looking's not good in Philly.
You're just looking at. Them.
Yeah. Right. But you know what? The coldest thing, the most intimidating thing of that nature I've ever heard somebody do. Richard Pryor's bodyguard years ago at the Comedy Store told a guy, he said, shh, Richard's thinking. And Richard was over on the side, and the guy was talking. He says, "Don't talk no more." Richard's thinking, and he's just intimidating the guy, and he laughed later and patted him on the back. But he made this guy just stop and not talk no more.
Right. All right, Arsenio Hall is here, folks. Has your chick done something stupid, and the end result was you got your ass kicked? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Again, Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
That's the one saying,
Yes, has your chick got your ass kicked for you? Said something stupid, and all of a sudden it was game on. Jim in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Not bad.
All right.
Well, it's a real quick story. I won't bore you too much. I was in Brooklyn one night after a long night of drinking, and I picked up this chick in the bar. And I was trying to get her home, trying to close the deal. And at the time, I was living in the Bronx. The area of the Bronx I lived in wasn't too bad. But anyway, we get back to my place. We look for parking. Eventually, I find a spot. And down the road, she sees this guy and his girlfriend, and they're having an argument. And now I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I've always been taught by my father, you know, when you see a man and a woman arguing, do not get in the middle. He's always made a big point about that with me. But
yeah, that's the most dangerous. And cops will tell you that, too. The most dangerous calls they go on are those domestic disputes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and he was really giving it to her. And she goes, if you don't get out of this car right now and do something about this, I ain't coming upstairs with you. So I get out
door
the car.
The door opens.
Door opens, and, I'm kind of, like, apprehensive about getting too close, and I get maybe 5 or 6 steps. And that's far enough away that I know I can still run the other way. I'm thinking to myself, maybe I should turn the other way. When I lock eyes with the guy, and he sees that I'm there. And then I at this point I know I'm committed to doing something. So I get a little closer, and then he seems to be on his guard for a moment. And I go, hey, what the hell's going on here? And the woman looks at me, and then he looks at me, and then he darts into his car. And at that point, you know, I figure he's about to pull out a baseball bat or something.
Right. Now you're in trouble.
Now I'm in trouble. So I start like backing up real quick. Then I notice he's got a gun.
Look at you with that gun. Look at you.
Yeah, exactly. Look at you. All right.
Look at you with that Smith and Wesson. Look at you. Yeah, bullet in the chamber.
Absolutely. And I'm like, there's no way he's going to shoot me. And I turn around and I just start running as fast as I possibly can to get away from the situation. And I jump back in my car and I turn it on. And before I even get the car into drive, I hear boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
He put 3 holes in the hood of my car.
Jesus Christ. He's still blasting away.
I get out of there as quick as I can. And, you know, long story short, I didn't get laid that night. But
and now you got a lot of car damage, too.
Yeah, I got like $3,000 worth of hood damage.
Yeah. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, but that's another reason not to do that.
Christ.
All right, Randy in South Central, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Timmy.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while, man. Where you been?
Oh, man, been working. Hey, you know, that's one of the biggest problems we're looking at. I was just listening to this, and it brought me back to, like, 1969, house party in South Central.
Right.
Get into it, big fight. Big fight breaks out. Everybody goes to get their guns. I come back in with this Mossberg 500 and light the place up. Luckily, we got rock salt and black eyed peas in it, right?
Jeez.
That's what we load the 12-gauge up with.
Right.
Nobody gets jacked up. Everybody's running. The reputation goes out. You have absolutely no idea how much trouble I got into behind that crap. And the girl wasn't even worse. It seems like these women instigate that crap.
How old were you when that happened?
19 years old.
Yeah. You know, I discovered around age 28 is where guys start, leaving trouble alone.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, stupid.
Yeah.
All right, but I don't know. But now the Mossberg still got it, but we don't put rock salt in it anymore. We're using BB shots, so
right.
I guess we really, it stays a little rougher now than 1969.
All right, dude. Hey, thanks for calling. Call us more often, man. All right, there he goes, Randy of South Central. He's an old friend and has been calling this show for about 10 years. The guy was going to go down and I was looking for a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, I'll go gun shopping with you. He knows a lot about guns. And he says, you want it legal or illegal? I'm like, well, ooh. I don't know. And what's the difference? And so he told me what the difference was.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
you never know what that number was involved in prior to the time you put it in your home.
Yeah, I want the number fresh from the gun shop.
Absolutely.
It's only my number.
So you have a gun?
I'm sort of like,
you off guard.
I'm sort of like the Israelis. I don't tell anybody whether I've got one or ten. All right, folks, don't forget the top 10 list with David Letterman is next. The top 10 Earth Day pickup lines. And also, when we come back,
You love that bit, right?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Because you kind of went to something else so quickly.
I love top 10. But also, the FHM Online 100 Sexiest Women of 2008 is out today, and we have the exclusive, and we'll tell you who the top 10 are and where some of these chicks have either gone to. Some have fallen off the list, and some are brand new to the list. But it's the FHM Online 100 Sexiest Women of 2008. And we'll give you the top. There's 100 here. We won't go through all of them.
I went to dinner with somebody on that list 2 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Way below 50, though. Is it Britney Spears? I'm trying to get above 50.
Britney Spears is 100. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.